Coming up, it's almost time to walk the red carpet, but before we can do so, we have Ms. Jagielski here to explain five things you need to know at prom.
Plus, we'll update you on boys and girls lacrosse and how the spring season is going so far.
These stories and more,
it all starts now on the Current OC.
From OCTV,
Raider Nation's leading news magazine starts now. This is Current OC.
Hello, welcome to the Current OC. I'm Taylor Mulford.
And I'm Tegan Goodwin. It's good to be back, especially knowing it's just a sprint from here on out.
Yeah, with the end of AP testing today, we are so close to the end of the year. And especially feels good to know that Ocean City's 2026 prom is tomorrow. The day has finally arrived with bright lights, fun dances, unforgettable memories, and a great celebration for all our hard work. Here we have Ms. Jags with a few things you need to know for prom.
Top five reminders for prom would definitely be to get there early and make sure that you and your date are, first of all, having a good time. We are changing it up with our red carpet. So all of the students are gonna come down our 8th Street ramp, and then they're gonna walk across the boardwalk to be set up in the pavilion. That way your parents and your aunts and anyone else who wants to take pictures has like the best spot and can see everyone. And then even if there's more space that's needed, it's gonna be a perfect day. So we're gonna line and keep going up north on the boardwalk. So have your smiles ready to go. This year for prom court, we're changing it up a little bit. If any student, senior student, wants to be considered for prom queen or prom king or the court, that during sign-in, they're gonna take a little card that kind of looks like a king, queen, and you're going to drop that onto the judges' table that's inside of the venue. So it'll be a little up, but it'll give you a chance to kind of like show off your sass, a little style, if you want to be considered. But other than that, just remember to have fun. Don't forget your ID. Don't forget your ID, okay? Especially for the people that are bringing out of district dates.
The prom looks so exciting with a romantic French theme, Château de la Mer, translated to Castle of the Sea. Along with the amazing decor, there will be a red carpet on the boardwalk X6. So if you're wanting to show off your look and your date, make sure you're not late. The fun continues at the after prom with games, karaoke, and even some raffles to wrap up the night. With all that being said, are you excited, Tegan?
Definitely. Prom is one of the biggest nights of the year, and Château de la Mer sounds beautiful. Speaking of big events, we've had plenty of memorable moments this spring sports season. We'll pass it over to Marley Dwyer with more on sports.
Thanks for having me, guys. With only a few short weeks left in the spring sports season, Ocean City teams are making their final push toward the postseason. Two programs are leading the charge, and boys and girls lacrosse are each putting together impressive seasons. From statement wins to strong conference dominance, the Red Raiders are heating up at the perfect time. Here's how both squads are gearing up for a big postseason run. The Ocean City boys lacrosse team is putting together an impressive season. The Red Raiders currently sit at 11-5 overall and remain undefeated in conference play at 5-0 in the Cape Atlantic League. Big wins over Southern, Haddonfield, and Morristown have helped build momentum as the postseason approaches. And who could forget their exciting win over Mainland earlier this season? Those victories are setting the boys up for what could be a great postseason run. With the Cal playoffs and the state tournament right around the corner, the Red Raiders are playing some of their best lacrosse at the perfect time. The girls are also crushing it this season. The Red Raiders picked up a huge 7-5 win over Cherokee, one of the top 20 teams in New Jersey, helping the Ocean City Red Raiders climb to 15th in the state rankings. Then it was time to celebrate senior night against Egg Harbor Township. Before the game, the Red Raiders honored five seniors, Allie Hudson, Katie Pierce, Eliza Otten, Delaney Ireland, and Sienna Audino, before dominating the Eagles 16-1. Ocean City now sits at a 12-4 overall record and 6-0 perfect in the Cape Atlantic League Conference, playing some of their best lacrosse heading into the postseason. The girls also extended their win streak over three straight games with victories over Holy Spirit and Manasquan. And OC has their Cape Atlantic League tournament starting on Monday and the state playoffs afterwards. The softball team is making history. Congratulations to senior pitcher Brooke Douglas, who just recorded her 500th career strikeout. Teammate Jessica Mooney hopes to reach that same milestone in the next game or two. She has 492 career strikeouts right now. Now let's head over to the Great Bay Country Club to check out on the golf team. 4. Look out for Dale Curtis. Just kidding. Look at these smooth swings. It's been an outstanding season for the golf team, led by Archie Schreiber, Luke Chickadell, and Grady Hoffman. The boys team captured another county championship, making it 9 county titles in the last 10 years. The Red Raiders also placed 6th at sectionals, with 4 players qualifying for the individual championship. On top of that, the boys also won the Union League Caddy Cup. The girls team, led by Macy Heenan, Julie Costello, and Lillian Flora, is making history of their own. The Red Raiders claimed the county championship for the 3rd straight year since the event began and placed 2nd out of 19 teams at the Carl Arena Tournament. Now both teams are getting ready for the Cape Atlantic League Championship this Monday, so be sure to cheer on our Red Raiders as they continue their impressive season. Next season, boys and girls basketball teams across New Jersey are adjusting to a major rule change, the addition of a shot clock. Does everyone like this new rule change, and how will the shot clock impact high school basketball moving forward? Let's find out.
I think it will make a big factor in like the fourth quarter, but other than that, I feel like we'll just play normally. For us, for OC, I feel like we'll just play our normal game through maybe just like the fourth quarter when close games, you know.
I am a fan of the shot clock being added. I think it's going to make close games between good teams a lot better in the fourth quarter, and I think it's going to overall help the development of basketball players at the high school level.
Personally, I'm not in favor of it, but I do see both sides of it. Some people think it's going to improve the game. It's really meant for people that when they hold the ball and don't really want to play the game, most teams are going to shoot the ball within 35 seconds anyway. I think it is going to impact the end of a game much more. So now you know you are going to get the ball back, whereas before you used to be able to hold the ball until you got fouled. So it does affect the strategy a little bit. But to me, it's a sign of the times. Everybody likes change. I'm an old guy. I don't like change very much. But whatever the rules are, you follow them as best you can.
Boy, do I love it. I think the shot clock is great. For us, I don't know if it's great. We are a slow, predominant team, but I think it'll make it more entertaining for sure.
That's all for sports this week. Good luck to all of our Red Raider teams as they head into the postseason play. And congratulations on another great spring season so far. We'll be following all the action as Ocean City looks to make some really deep playoff runs.
Thanks, Marley. Let's get back to prom, Taylor. I don't know about you, but I'd like to know more about the weather for this weekend, especially with prom being partially outside. Noah, tell us the forecast.
Thanks, guys. I'm Noah Baker, bringing you the weather for this Friday into this weekend that could serve as the backdrop for this year's red carpet walkout. Now, starting with Friday, we're going to have a high of 65 degrees and a low of 55 degrees with scattered clouds. As we move into Saturday, that's the big day, guys. We're going to have clear skies, which is nice, with a low of 51 degrees and a high of 67 degrees. No, I'm not going to make a joke about that. It's 2026. Grow up, guys. Moving on into Sunday's outlook, we're going to have some light rain with higher temperatures moving into 79 degrees on high and 62 degrees for low, and that is going to be your weather for this weekend. Thank you.
Well, that'll do it for us on this edition of the Current OC. With the weather and everything looking good, prom is definitely going to be a night to remember.
Remember to log on and catch all of our shows and additional content by visiting ocnjtv.com.
Thanks for watching. We'll leave you now with some sight and sounds from Senior Decision Day.